One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, my name is Lucas. And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Okay. You are listening to the podcast exclusive Lucas and Jacob :
The Bro Show.
The Bro Show. Welcome, guys. I just feel so weird that now that we have a new name, because, like, do I have a new personality now? Like, I don't know if I should dye my hair. Like, what should I do?
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing something different, and it's just scary because I haven't fully developed what I'm doing.
I know what you mean. Yeah, like, so we're owned by a company. We can't say the name anymore. We can't say what the company is, but it rhymes with Hallmark. And we have new personalities, and the scripts will start in 3, 2, 1. Okay, everything from this point is on a script.
I wish like this big company bought us, and all the listeners are like, bitch, we can tell, like, you're reading something and this is being so forced.
Oh my god. We were in, like, button-up shirts and, like, just seemed like, for some reason, we were, like, pushing some weird product on them, like some sort of essential oil, saying, like, it'll change your life.
And then it was so funny because the company that bought the podcast, like, put sponsored post on every single social media. So you guys were like, what the F?
But in reality, Jacob was saying before we started recording, he's like, I feel like it's going to be so different, but it's just the same podcast. We just had to take the word hoe out, but it's the Bro Show. Thank you guys for all of your suggestions. People sent in some good ones.
I thought the funniest one, which, like, we didn't even put it into consideration, because, like, I feel like it is so funny, but I just knew that we weren't going to do it. The funniest one was Lindsay Lohan's personal close friends.
Oh yeah, that was the top liked one.
It is so funny, but like I knew that we wouldn't do it.
It would just be opening up a whole new can of worms. We get sued by Lindsay Lohan, and she would stop following me on Twitter for using her name and likeness.
And then another one that I loved, which I never told you I loved, but I should have told you I loved it, because what if you were down to do it? I just assumed that you weren't down to do it.
Should we change it again? Should we change the name every week? I'm down.
What's the point of that?
Yeah, every week it'll be something different.
I loved Fred and his brother. Because it just sounds like it's you and then, like, his little brother's talking.
The Fred guy and some other guy.
Oh, yeah. That'd be funny.
Oh, my God. One of my videos in the past week, it was me ranking Disney and Nickelodeon shows. And I, as a joke, titled it, The Fred Guy Ranks Nick and Disney Shows. And people commented and they were like, that's so sad that, like, he can't even go by Lucas. He has to go by The Fred Guy. And, like, that's the only way he'll get views is if he goes by The Fred Guy. Like, and I'm like, boo, it's just a simple joke that I came up with 3 minutes before uploading.
I was with you and you were uploading that. And you just thought it was funny. And I thought it was funny, too.
I guess some people thought that I had to name the video that for more views. But, you know, that might be a good idea. Maybe we should just call this, like, The Fred Movie Podcast.
Yeah, even though, like, we'd never talk.
And even though, like, there probably isn't a too big of a fan base for that, but, like, just, you know, throwing anything out there.
Oh, we should have put the title as, like, something that we can, like, manifest into life. We are worth lots of money. So then, like, we are going to be
billionaires? Billionaire bros.
Billionaire bros, and then we will be billionaires.
Oh, I'm so excited we're starting to do ads, because, like, probably by Christmas we will be the billionaire bros. So I'm like, everything will be so different. I'll be sitting on a golden couch and it'll be cool. But the Bro Show, I can already sense, like, some people in the comments being like, oh, it's so such a boring name, but like, we're gonna, it's what it is. We're all gonna deal. And yeah.
Yeah. So my thing was, is that, so like, if you are connected to the podcast, like I am, I did think like changing the name sucks. Cause like, I love Bros Before Hoes.
Yeah.
But then I realized like the name is just one little bit of it. And same with like the intro, it's one little bit, but like, the podcast is still juicy and still is gonna talk about shit.
It's like if you come out as gay or like you come out as vegan or something. Like, yes, like for the first week of knowing that like I'm gay, like people might start thinking of you as a gay person, but really like, oh, I'm just me. Even though I'm came out as vegan to the family, like, yes, I'm a vegan, but like that's just a small part of me. The name is just like a small part, you know?
Totally.
You get what I mean.
Yeah, but I love the bro show because if I saw it, as a podcast, I would picture like two college kids, but that's not like
that
two
is.
Frat boys, but that's not what it is.
That could be our new personalities.
Frat boys.
Frat bros.
But when you were talking about the flood guy and doing everything that you do, the flood guy, it'd be so funny if for every social media, you act like someone else was doing it because you didn't have the time. So when you tweeted a video link, you'd said like, Lucas posted a video.
Oh,
and then
God.
For your videos, you say, Lucas Cruikshank reacts to this.
Oh my God. I'm annoyed that like I've done the Lucas channel for so long that I could never do something like that. But when I first started my Lucas channel, I should have made it seem like I was sort of being forced to do it.
And then even Instagram, say when you post a picture at the beach, Lucas at the beach today.
Yeah. And then like I would like in the videos, like sometimes I would look off to the side and be scared. Marina Joyce.
Oh yeah. Cause that'd be so funny.
Everyone knows it's everyone's like secret dream to like have the internet start a trend like that you're kidnapped and you're like, oh
yeah,
guys, I'm fine, guys.
And I think I've said it before, but like also it'd be so glamorous like if your name was trending and then like you found out people like thought you weren't human or something. And it's like, oh, like if someone, it probably sucks for them because it probably gets annoying, but if people thought I was a lizard, it's like, I'm not a lizard.
Wait,
but
have you ever seen that video of Nicki Minaj where people say her eyes turn into a lizard because her colored contact moved?
I kind of, yeah, I remember.
Oh,
that.
That's an iconic video. I miss the days of thinking celebrities were lizards.
Yeah, I remember like when I was 12 on YouTube and like actually believing it and being like, this is weird.
I remember senior year in high school, like I was like, everyone at school was like, you type in the Illuminati backwards, it goes to a government website. It just was like anyone can make a domain name. But I was like, oh my God, Rihanna's a lizard.
I know. I wish, but I just don't believe it.
Yeah. You never know.
I mean, it would be.
You never know.
It would be cool if like we were talking about it the other day, like if another like species of something like started talking and said like, you don't have to include us. So like if snakes started talking.
What? Oh,
this, like if snakes started talking and they were like, you don't have to include us in your society, but like we're gonna start building schools and hospitals for our community and like you don't have to take part in it, but
we
have the same intelligence as you, so shut the fuck up.
No, we were saying like if another species talked, but even if they were like, yes, our like IQ, our intelligence is way lower than humans, but like just so you know, like, for some reason, we can talk now, and, like, we just want you guys to know, like, we're here. That would suck. Like, imagine if you, like, bought, like, a lot of land, because you're like, oh, I'm going to build something, and then all these snakes start talking, and they're like, oh, please don't build here. Like, we already have a community.
Yeah, I feel like it would cause such commotion.
It's such a blessing that animals don't talk.
Yeah, because then, like, people would be, like, so mean to them. I just know
it. I wonder if, like, your dog wanted to move out. Like, you were the best dog parent. And then, like, 5 years into the dog's life, it's like, I just kind of, like, want to move on. And you're like, wait, but what?
That's why it's so good that we can't tell what emotions they're feeling.
Oh, yeah.
We'll never know if they want to move out or not.
Unless you're Eliza Thornberry. Did you watch that? Was that my generation? Redhead cartoon talks to animals. Her family like goes on a safari.
It rings a bell.
Did you even watch the Rugrats?
Yeah, I watched that. I watched the old one and the new one. Because it was like a new... No, not a new one, but there was like a revamped one, you know?
When you watched it, was it like vintage? Or were you like, oh, this is a new show?
No, like I just remember thinking like, oh yeah, this is a cool show.
Oh. I feel a burp coming up.
But wasn't there two versions? There was like the version from like the 90s, but then there was a version in like the early 2000s.
Oh.
Where it was more
like where they were all grown up.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, they did an all-grown-up version, they grew up.
I also loved Recess. Did you watch that?
Oh, that show was good.
On Disney?
I don't even remember. It was just about them being at Recess?
But my favorite goal was the goal with pigtails and buck teeth. I love that goal.
What was it about, though?
I
do remember that wasn't a Nick or Disney. Wasn't it on like PBS?
I think it would be. I don't know.
Did you ever watch Franklin, the turtle?
Oh, what? Yeah, I think I did.
Oh my god, Franklin!
Wait, I think I did.
He's like a turtle, and like, but he like got a dog once. I'm pretty sure. So I was like, why would a turtle own a dog? But I was like, I'm not gonna question it. Just go with it.
And just let it be.
Don't read too much into the story.
That's so funny.
But yeah,
we hope you guys are okay with the name change.
And this is the new, hopefully you don't have to change your name, because that would just get annoying. At that point, we'll start changing it every episode, like we said. But for all of you TikTokers out there, this past week, there's been a lot of talk about it getting banned in the U.S. It already has been banned in India. So for any India listeners, they can't go on TikTok. And now the U.S. and Australia, I guess, are thinking about banning it. So do you think they're going to ban it? If so, what will Charli D'Amelio do?
Oh, yeah. So I haven't really read that much into it, but I guess it's, like, really dangerous because, like, they can
do
stuff to your phones.
They think that China's spying. I guess, like, they're theorizing that China's spying on us. Like, the app has came out, though I read about it, and the app has came forward, and they say, we have a U.S. CEO and, an American CEO, like, all the data that from Americans is stored in America, and they have like a copy of it in Singapore or something. But they said like, we would never give it to the Chinese government. And like, even if they asked for it, we would never do that. But like, what if it's all just a lie, you know?
Oh yeah. Every time I'm on TikTok, I don't see anyone with a magnifying glass looking at you.
Oh my God. But like, the thing is, even if they, I guess like it would be bad if you're like in the government or something, but just for the typical American, like if they see like your photos, they're like, what can they see is what I tried to figure it out on Google, but I still don't have a firm answer. Like, what can they see?
Oh yeah. So like what I was thinking was like for myself, if Twitter or anything is looking through my stuff, like I just don't really care because like it's never going to get leaked and like I don't really do anything that bad.
But is that why like my credit card gets fraud every 2 months? Is it from these effing apps?
Because
giving my credit card out
them?
To someone who goes to the Apple store?
Maybe that is why.
But I feel like that's not why. That'd be more. Wouldn't people be talking
about
that more?
I don't think it is. But my prediction is. So I feel like TikTok is going to stay. I don't know if they're going to change their like terms and conditions, but I just feel like it's going to stay. But if it does leave, then all the TikTok people will just like.
Just they like, already have millions yeah, of followers they already have on millions other platforms, of, but that yeah. would suck if it got deleted because. I know Vine made a new app, but I haven't even downloaded it. But didn't you say you downloaded it? I didn't have the same vibe. Vine made a new app called Byte.
Yeah, Byte.
B-Y-T-E. So
I went on it for like 2 minutes. And like, first of all, it's 7-second videos. But I love how TikTok is a minute. You can do it up to a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait,
like,
how many seconds is it?
I think it's 7 seconds. The same as the other one. Vine.
It's only 7 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh, that for sure won't work.
I know. And then also like. Not to be annoying, but TikTok has this like this vibe where like anyone can be on it. But Byte reminds me, this is what Byte reminds me of. If TikTok does get deleted, Byte reminds me of like, this is fine, but I picture like people like doing those comedy skits that I don't think, like that I wouldn't watch, like but they get so many views, but I just don't want to watch them.
Like what? Like the old Vine comedy skits?
They're like Amanda Sony ones. But people love them. But like, I feel like that's what it's going to become.
Also, it all depends on like the algorithm. Because somehow TikTok, they make it so like, you can't really like trick the algorithm. Because remember back in the Vine days, what ruined Vine is everyone would do Revine for Revine. So basically like only like the top creators would ever get seen because they would all just Revine each other. There was nowhere to like randomly discover a new Vine. Was there? Yeah.
Somehow there was random vines, but I don't get
how
that
happened.
But was
that because someone rewinded it, right?
Oh, that probably
is. But
on
TikTok, like, you just find these random-ass TikToks.
And also, I love TikTok because, like, it just is, like, I feel like people are just being themselves on it. But I feel like that isn't, like, it's only happening on TikTok.
Even without TikTok, Say So by Doja Cat might not have blown up, which we would have never gotten the Nicki remix, which we would have never gotten the phrase, all nutty and gross.
I know, even though that isn't what it says.
Did you know that? Someone, one of you listeners tweeted me and Jacob and said, I'm so disappointed because I just actually read the lyrics of the Say So remix featuring Nicki Minaj, and she doesn't say nutty and gross.
Yeah, she says, all up in the nut like I'm someone.
Says all net, yeah, I'm gross.
Yeah.
Which, like, I still think it's all nutty and gross. But, like, probably when she sent in the lyrics, she got embarrassed and said, oh, yeah, it's all nutty and gross. But
oh,
it's all nutty
yeah.
and gross.
It's way more iconic, nutty and gross.
All nutty and gross.
But do you think TikTok's going to get deleted?
No, I don't. But then again, like, I could see them banning it just for see what happens. But if they did, would it be, like, insane? Like, could people take to the streets or no?
No, I don't think so.
Not even, like, Charlie? I don't think it'd be that hardcore.
Yeah, I feel like they would just like for their dances. I don't know where they would do the dances though. That's my big question.
Oh, imagine you learn all the dances. You're now a TikTok dancer. Your body just like every day you do TikTok dances, and then like now I have nowhere to go. Like you'd feel like if you've trained for the Olympics your whole life, you did the Olympics, you won, but now it's like now what? Do I start like a gym or like? You know what I mean? That's how it would feel.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what to do.
It's like you're always doing the TikTok dances, but. No one to watch.
The funniest thing is seeing people do the TikTok dances, but seeing people videotaping them doing the TikTok dances. Because, like, it's funny seeing a TikTok dance, but then seeing, like the outside perspective.
I know.
More,
I saw a TikTok
funny.
The other day that was this scary-ass background music. Like, you know, it's this weird alien music. And it was someone zooming in on, like, this group of teens dancing in front of a tripod. And then the caption was, like, scary proof that straight TikTok exists.
Oh, yeah, because they were, like, by the beach.
But it made
stuff.
It seem so scary. So, like, slow motion of, like, these teens dancing.
So dramatic.
But I actually don't think it'll get banned. Because wouldn't they have just already done it?
Yeah, I feel like they're just, just, like, bored or something.
Also, then, like, songs can't go viral. There's just a lot they have to think about. Like, I know, like, spyware and everything is serious, but, like, what about Doja Cat?
Yeah, and if I had to predict, I feel like TikTok is long-lasting. Like I don't think it's going to be over in a year.
I know, I feel the same way, because it already lasted a long time.
Yeah, like, I don't go on it as much as Twitter or anything. But I feel like it's long-lasting.
Yeah, it's just, like, a good string of just, like, whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Like, mine's just always, like, funny, random stuff. But I've heard other people say that, like, they're on, like, I listened to Heather McDonald's podcast. She's a comedian that was on Chelsea Lately.
Yeah.
She said her TikTok somehow knows that she wants to watch, like, hot dads.
For real?
So, like, her TikTok is just, like, hot dads and, like, people from the military, like, meeting their kids for the first time. And, like, all this, like, emotional stuff that, like, moms would love. Like, somehow they just know.
I know.
Which is, like, maybe brings to, like, the spyware thing. But, like, maybe they're spying for the right reason to help the algorithm.
Oh, yeah. But then I thought every social media app spied because.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just Googling this store on my computer. But I didn't say this though. This isn't even like creepy or anything because I just already kind of assumed they did that. But then every time I'm on Instagram now, that store that I was looking at sponsors it.
Oh,
and it's
yeah,
so
I think
weird because like,
they know what you search on Google, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so like what I was wondering was like, what's the difference between that and TikTok?
I guess it's because Facebook and Instagram. Well, Facebook isn't Instagram owned by Facebook now. Facebook is like an American company. So I said like, well, at least it's American stealing your data, whereas now it's like China stealing your data and like they're just like another country. So it's really bad.
Yeah.
I skimmed a Forbes article and they made it sound like no one really, they said like you shouldn't be that worried if you have TikTok on your phone, but like I guess they could use it for bad reasons, but like they said like, oh, it's probably fine, but we don't really know.
Oh yeah, but then again I won't download Facebook Messenger just because I remember people telling me like, oh, don't download it.
Oh yeah, so we already I don't know.
There's been so many creepy things though. Like in 2015, probably I remember it was this weird thing. I still don't know if it's confirmed or what, but you know the app Talking Tom, how it used to be like kind of a big deal.
Oh, the cat.
Yeah, but remember how like people were saying that like pedophiles wanted or something somehow.
Wait, listening to people talk through the cat?
Yeah, I don't know if it was confirmed, but like somehow people found and like now like and then like a bunch of parents didn't let their kids use it.
Wait, people are just watching or like how?
I don't know how, but like somehow, like if you looked into the eye of the cat or something, I kind of remember, like I just remember that being like a thing.
Oh my gosh!
When I was in,
if you have Talking Tom on your phone, the creators of Talking Tom are gonna get so mad at you for spreading false information.
Oh yeah, I just don't like we never read the terms and conditions. So.
I know no one does, even lawyers. I bet I have no proof, but
yay.
Have you seen the? All over Twitter, there's, like, this trend of, is it a cake? And, like, people are, because it was so gross. Yesterday, I woke up, went on Twitter, and I saw someone cutting into a bulldog, and I was like, what the fuck is on my Twitter? And it was a cake. And I guess there's this whole trend of people being like, what the F, like, what is a cake? And, like, people are cutting into things. But then people are trolling the trend by, like, just cutting into, like, an actual, like tennis racket saying, like, it's a cake, but, like, it's actually just a And then, like, people are using, saying, like, a joke that, like, oh, like, the knife is the thing turning it into a cake. And then people, like, pointing knives to, like, cats and saying, like, oh, let's test out if it's a cake. But, like, I think, pretty sure it's a joke, but... But I just don't get it because we were ahead of this cake trend because remember when our whole family has gathered around the TV and watched these cake videos of fake couches and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Like, they're 20 minutes, but somehow you, like, get in this world where, like, you love it.
Do you know that YouTube channel name? You have to shout them out.
I can just... It literally has, cool, like, cake 60 designs. Million views.
Oh, my God. They have... Yeah, the couch one's iconic.
Let me find it for you, guys.
But, what...
Okay, it's called Cakes Step by Step.
Watch the couch one.
It's 10 minutes, and we also did watch, like, the high heel one. I remember
that. The thing about these cakes, though, is they look so cool, but I feel like they wouldn't be tasty. Because, like, the outside's covered in fondant, and it just would be all thick and not that good.
Oh, yeah, like, okay, I don't know if you've ever watched Cake Bus, but I went through a stage where I watched, like, every episode, and, what? Like, yeah, so, like, the cakes are cool. Like, they do aquarium cakes and all this shit, but... Most of the
aquarium cakes, so it's water?
No, like, they look like the real aquarium.
Oh,
and, like, those,
gosh.
Like, not fish, yeah. But fake fish. But most of the cake is Rice Krispies, which it's cool because it makes a cool cake. But then, like, when you're at the birthday party, it's like you can't eat any of that because it's Rice Krispies and it tastes doesn't even taste that good.
That's sort of like in the DIY stage of YouTube when I made a Kim Kardashian edible ass. And that was mostly made out of Rice Krispies. And it looked so cool. It was like, oh, my God, it's Kim Kardashian's ass. But, like... In reality, it was just a bunch of Rice Krispies stuffed together with fondant laid over it.
Yeah. Do you smell that Chinese food?
Oh, Matthew's making Chinese.
I know, but it, like, whiffed down here.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Yeah, but...
I wonder if we leave the house now while our clothes smell like Chinese.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
I remember I used to go to bowling. I'm in fourth grade. I was in a bowling team, and that was back when smoking was allowed, I'm pretty sure, because I remember whenever I left the bowling alley, like, I used to reek the smoke.
Oh, I remember going to that bowling alley, and, like, it smelled like cigarettes.
I know, smoke factory.
But now, like, you can't smoke inside anywhere, right?
Nope.
That's crazy. Like,
but is it a cake trend? I felt so cool because we made those fake jelly. This sort of is in the same vein as those jelly things we made on YouTube, the jelly ketchup bottle.
Oh, yeah.
That was also, like, I just want to know, like, if any of you guys are listening, did you watch our DIY videos? Or, like, I always wondered, like, who the audience was for those, but somehow they got so many views.
Oh, yeah. So, like, in 2016, like, we both did DIY videos, and, like, yeah, they got so many views. But, yeah, so let me know, like, who watched them. Like, if you're, like, 30 and you watch them, I want to know because I watched a bunch of them. But if you're, like, 12 and you watched them, or 8 or something and you watched them, I want to know because I want to know who watched them and, like, everything.
Yeah, I remember I watched, like, the edible phone cases. I think it's sort of like the is it a cake trend on Twitter. Like, for some reason, we just like watching these things that look like something else, but they're not. It's like, whoa.
So I haven't really seen, like, the is it a cake trend. The only thing I saw, what, so is this part of it, how Lil Nas tweeted that he's going to, like, open a dead body and see if it's a cake.
Oh, that's what I mean, how people were trolling it, saying, like, oh, now just, like, everything's made of cake. Oh. And, like, they don't know if, like, humans are made out of cake.
Because when I saw this other thing where, like, it was this, like, meme of, like, this baby crying eating cake, and then the caption was, like, me when I eat my best friend because she's actually cake. Wait, so, like, wait, how did this start? I don't get it.
I, like, don't really know. All I know is that yesterday I woke up, like I said, and I saw the bulldog getting caught, and I was like, what the fuck? But it was a cake. And then I looked more into it, and, like, from what I can tell, it's just, like, people trolling it.
We just need to say that, like, this just proves that you can't call anyone dumb. And, like, if anyone has an idea and you think it's dumb, it's not dumb. Because if someone told me this idea, I'd be like, that's funny, but I don't, like, it's funny, though.
I know. I love how somehow Twitter just all has, like, the same inside joke.
Yeah. I've seen this cake, like, I don't know if this is part of it, but, like, well, a baby's coming out of a vagina, and it looks so real, but it's a cake.
Oh, those weird bridal party cakes.
Yeah.
But I also saw this thing on Twitter where you can be a professional bridesmaid.
Oh, so, wait, so, like, if you don't have friends?
No, that's what I didn't get. Like, I saw this thing, a Business Insider was like, I'm a professional bridesmaid. Strangers hire me to pretend to be their close friend during their wedding. And that's basically like the romantic comedy 27 Dresses featuring Katherine Heigl, where she's always a bridesmaid, but she never gets to be the bride.
Oh, because she never gets married.
Yeah, but I was thinking, I'm like, I don't think she was a professional bridesmaid in that movie, but this would be such a good romantic comedy. Like, a girl's hired to be a bridesmaid, but like somehow like she falls in love with one of the grooms and like the whole like, you know.
Oh, and then she
tangled
actually...
love story. But she said that she's a professional bridesmaid. She's been doing it for years. And it started out with her just posting an ad on Craigslist. But now it's a full-blown business, and it has been for 6 years. And she said the two main reasons people do it are because either they don't have any, like, close friends, so they're like, oh, can you just pretend to be my close friend to, like, my family and stuff so, like, they aren't worried about me?
Oh, yeah.
Or, which I guess is, like, a common thing. It said, like, 1 in 5 millennials, like, feel like they don't have anyone who could be their bridesmaid. Or the other one is they have close friends, but, like, no one's really that reliable. So they're like, oh, I can't really rely on my friends. So just
yeah. So like, is she like, what I'm wondering, because like a bridesmaid's like, so like she just helps setting it up. So is it kind of like a wedding planner, but a new aged wedding planner?
But she's, this is what I don't know. I don't know if the guests know that she was hired, or is it all like a fake thing where they think she's actually the bride's friend?
That's what I was wondering, because like I was wondering like when they're at the like table where all the people that are involved in the wedding, like does she give a speech?
No, she does, because she went into the pricing here, and let me see. So it starts out at $2,500, which this would be the full entire bridesmaid for hire package that would include being there on the wedding day, and also you would plan like a bachelorette party and a bridal shower. That starts at $2,500. Which I feel like it should be more expensive.
That's what I was wondering. That's what I was thinking. Like, I feel like she should make it higher.
Yeah, but it also has to cover, like, travel, accommodation while she's there, like, the hotel, the dress. Because she does it all over the country. And also, there's also a maid of honor package. Oh, where you get... Oh, that's just the bridesmaid package. But I guess you can get add-ons where you get... You can pay $350 for her to give a speech, which this is what I don't get. If she's not your actual friend, how is she going to give a speech about you? So yeah. That must mean they're tricking everyone.
But, like, so like, you're at a wedding and you never know it's a paid person.
Yeah, because otherwise, if everyone knew, they'd all be watching the speech, like, this is so dumb because she was hired. But yeah, I guess it's just, like, pulling one over your whole friends and family.
But then also, like, if you said that you paid her, like, people would be like, loser.
And then it's $500 more for bachelorette party planning. Because that's, like, being a party planner, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She deserves some extra coin for
this
that.
This is kind of giving me, like, ideas. Like, if I ever feel like just like stepping out of my comfort zone, like I don't know what I'm thinking of, but like maybe just being like, I know like a bunch of people don't have friends anymore. So I'll like hang out at your house for a week and like we can talk, but like nothing more than talking. Like,
oh,
we're just
yeah,
gonna
like nothing
hang
sexual,
out.
Just like friends. Or like, oh my God, do you want a gaggle of friends for your 21st birthday? Hire me for $5,000.
Yeah.
And I'll pretend to all of your other, to your work acquaintances. Like, we'll have inside jokes and we'll pretend like, oh my God, like 21st birthday, but like really, like this is my first time meeting you.
Or like if you live alone and you want to see what it's like having a roommate, I'll come for a week and just like live my life and I'm not going to talk to you, but
you
that's what it's
it
like. Yeah. And then like pay me the money and then you can decide
oh,
if
yeah.
you want a roommate.
Oh my God. Your roommate. But then I guess you'd actually have to be their roommate. So that would suck.
But only for a week.
Oh, only for a week from the test. But she said,
yeah.
Since starting the business, it's now more than 50,000 people have applied to work for the company. Because now I think she's full on, like, she has a training program and she's, like, just totally made this into a full-blown business.
Did you say 50,000?
People have applied. Because I'm sure so many people are like, I want to be a bridesmaid for a living. That sounds like so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So she's, like, doing it. She's, it's just too much for just her to do. But she said, sometimes she becomes friends with the people. But not all the time. Like, sometimes it's just strictly business.
Yeah.
But she said that people think it's, like, the super fun thing. Like, when I first read it, I was like, that sounds like so much fun. Weddings are the best. Like, you just get, that's your job, going to weddings. But she said every wedding day she gets, like, over 25,000 steps in heels. Because, like, there's just so much running around. She's basically, like, the assistant to all of them, you know? And also, like, she has to break up fights. And, like, she's the one who, like, the bride relies on, like, if there's any sort of drama. Because she's like, well, I hired you, so, like, go deal with the drama.
Oh, yeah.
And she always is sober. She's not, like, drinking and having fun.
I kind of get that hiring a bridesmaid because, okay, even if you did have friends. And, like, they're down to help plan. But it'd be cool to pay someone to be a bridesmaid for, like, the main person. Because... then, like, just, like, since you paid them, like, you can say, like,
yeah.
Oh, like, can you, like, make it, like, you can, like, tell them to do things, but if it's, like, your friend, you might feel bad about it.
That's true. Yeah,
so, like
that
have, makes
like,
me understand.
You'd have your close friends be the actual bridesmaid, but then you'd have an extra bridesmaid where it's, like, since I'm paying you, like, you're going to run around and do everything for us.
Yeah, so, like, okay, so in my mind, if I was paying someone to do this. Like, I'd probably just have my just people that I know be the bridesmaids, but then this would be a bridesmaid. No, like the whatever you call them, but this would be like a bridesmaid. But like, I would let people know, like, oh, like.
Would you have them do a speech?
Oh, like, I just have to do a speech, like, how you think I am. Like, do you think I'm a nice, like, what do you, like, do you think we're going to last? What if she was so mean?
Oh, my God. She was like, I've been working with him for the past few months, and he's just, you know, really rude, and we all know him. That's just Jacob.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't do the speech thing. Or maybe I would do the speech thing just for, like, a just to, like, kind of see, yeah, like, what they have to say. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Or, like, I wouldn't have them do a speech for my guests, but I would have them do a speech privately, like, where they just tell me a speech about me, because I just would be like, well, I kind of want to hear about it, like, what you think I'm like.
Yeah. Wait, so does this girl, like, only do the wedding, or, like, because I know you said, like, it costs extra for, like, the bachelor party and stuff, but... But, like, so is she only there for, like, a week? Or, like, how does...
Oh, it's months. Like, she's involved, like, for, like, 3 to 5 months, like, helping plan everything.
Oh, okay, that's
what
I was wondering.
Well, I think it depends on what package you get, but,
Yeah.
For, it could be, I guess it ranges, but, yeah, it sounds like, that, this is just a romantic comedy waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Unless 27 Dresses is already about that, because I've never actually watched it, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, I've never watched that either.
Ow, my head. I have a concussion. Later, I don't know, but right now, like, I'm later tonight, I'll, like, pass out.
A light concussion.
That's always my worst fear. Like, if I'm on a walk and, like, I remember one time in LA, I hit my head on a tree while walking, and I was like, oh my God, now for the rest of the day, I have to have anxiety that, like, I'm just gonna drop dead. Because you always hear those stories about, like, she was doing great, but she fell during skiing, and, like, she was all fine laughing, and then, like, that night, she just, like, didn't wake up.
Oh, I'm so glad that, like, I remember one time in middle school, like, something about, like, I might have broke someone's phone by putting water in it or something. And I remember, like...
Oh, wait, is this that you told this on here before?
But, like, I remember, like, during that day, since, like, I was in middle school and, like, I didn't have, like, money or anything, I remember being, like, so scared, like, if I broke it, I'm gonna have to, like, pay $1,000 somehow.
Didn't mom have to get called in or something? Or how didn't it go to, like, didn't, like, the mom step in and, like, contact mom?
Yeah, I can't, like, yeah, I think so. But I just remember, like, having such bad anxiety that day. And being like
that.
But, like, yeah, but, like, but I'm so glad that, like, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Because it's like, oh.
Unless, like, the girl from middle school, like, she might come back and be like, you actually have to pay for the $1,000.
But, like, you know, it's not the same.
Get involved in, like, a whole court case. But didn't you watch the Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix?
Yeah, I watched the, they have, like, an Unsolved Mysteries series, and I watched the alien one.
What was it? I haven't watched any of them yet, because I just don't know if I want to, like, risk my sleep schedule, like, be so scared at night that, like, I'm going to get abducted.
Should I spoil it or no?
Oh, this will be a spoiler, so fast forward, like, 5 minutes if you don't want to hear.
Oh, okay, so it was basically in, like, 1969.
Oh, everything happened that year.
Yeah, summer 69. So, like... This space, like a U, so like I just give a little like summarization. Like this UFO came in like in a 10 mile like spread of land or like whatever. Like multiple people in like a 3 hour period like had account. What is this?
Encounters?
Yeah, encounters with these
aliens. Were they abducted?
Oh yeah, and like they don't really know. And, like, and they didn't want to talk about it because they've been, like, too scared to talk about it. Because, like, they think people just think they're lying.
It's like, what did they say happened? Like, was it just, like, look out their window, see a spacecraft? Or was it, like, oh, we went into the spacecraft? Or
yeah, like, one of them was, like, the one that made me think, like, whoa, was, like, they saw a bright light. And then they, like, tried running. And then they said they were running in place for 5 minutes because they couldn't move.
Okay, aliens. That's just like, at that point, like, just pick them up or let them go. Don't make them run in place for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then the other thing is that they said that they wouldn't even wish their worst enemy to get abducted by an alien. But this whole time I've been thinking, for years I've been thinking, like, I'm down to get abducted just to see what it's like, but I might change my mind after
seeing
that.
So, like, the aliens were mean is what you're saying.
But, yeah, they didn't really say what the aliens did, but, yeah, they said they were mean.
How did they all connect?
Oh, because they, first of all, they all called, like, the radio station and the police department, and, like, they were just all so worried out, because, like, why are, like, all these people that don't even know each other calling us about the same thing?
Oh, they all called the police?
Yeah, and, like, the radio station, because I guess that was a thing back then. But, yeah, like, but the police didn't do anything about it, because it's, like, you guys are just out of high or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's
so
like
how
a
many
quick
people were there?
I think there was like 10 people that were like involved. So like,
so probably one of them is making it up. Cause like imagine like 8 people it happens to them, but like if you're listening to the radio or like I might just call in and say it happened. You know?
But like the thing is that like I do think it's real, even though there's not much evidence, just because like I don't think these 10 random people planned it.
Oh my god.
Like I feel like
But now they're just living regular lives.
Yeah, but one of them said people used to follow them because they were like, "Boo, why are you making up this big alien story?" So people used to follow them and make fun of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess so.
That sucks.
But yeah, it made me think, like, I don't think aliens are going to come to Earth because we all have phones.
So also, they probably watch this Netflix thing and they're like, oh, like, we thought it was just a fun thing, like, holding that guy for 5 minutes while he was running. But, like, it turns out, like, it really affected his life. So, like, maybe we shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it was good. Like, I feel like when you watch it, you believe it so hardcore. And, like, I still think it's real, probably, maybe. But, like, I'm not really, like, that scared of it anymore.
Yeah.
But
what were you going to say?
Oh, but I did wake up that night after I watched it at, like, 3 o'clock. Weirdest thing. So... I was sleeping with my mouth open with my tongue out, like, and I woke up, my mouth was so dry, and my head was right by the corner of the bed. So, like, at 3 o'clock, you know, you just think of random shit. Like, I thought, is an alien under the bed and putting injections in my brain? But that could have happened, but it's not confirmed.
Have you ever woken up with your mouth dry?
I feel like it's happened before, but it was so weird because and then it made me think, like, in the middle of the night, like, they could abduct you and you wouldn't even know.
I have, because I haven't watched this specific unsolved mystery, but I've watched other alien documentaries where they say, like, oh, yeah, like, in the middle of the night, like, got abducted or whatever. LOL, hashtag. I forgot what I was going to say.
What did these people say this?
Oh, just, like, in other documentaries.
Oh.
There's just so many documentaries people saying they got abducted. But I remember I always would be, like, there's been times, like, I wake up at 3 a.m. and I'm just, like, oh, my God, like, is it going to happen? But then sometimes I'm not that scared because, like, in the documentaries, they say they wipe your mind. So I'm, like, oh, like, even if it does happen, like, I won't remember at least.
Yeah. Like, even after watching it, like, I feel like I just love this because, like, I just have, like... Here's the thing. If aliens are real, like, this sounds so selfish, but aren't you the type of person to, like, if you found out they were real, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I would only tell a few people because I don't want it to be this thing where, like, the whole world knows because then, like, because if, like, the government gets involved, it won't be, like, this little, like, cool thing. It's going to be, like, we need to kill them, you know?
Oh, yeah, it'll be like, oh, my God, we love aliens, like, doing dances in the sky and stuff, and we're like, oh, my God. But then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, like, sort of like how we banned TikTok, like, we kind of need to, like, just kill all the aliens because we don't really know if they're, like, spying on us. But, like,
oh, yeah.
Let them live.
So, like, if we only knew about aliens, like, if you wanted to tell people, I'd be like, can we keep it a secret? Because, like, I want them to live their own life.
Oh, yeah.
But I still want to meet them. Oh, like, I want to see aliens.
I was going to say something. Oh, I was just going to say, like, 2020, there's so much to be scared of. But, like, now just add to your list, like, getting abducted.
Oh, yeah. I feel like... Honestly, like, it's, like, funny to joke about, but, like, I feel like it would, if those stories are real in the Netflix documentary, I feel like it would, like, scar you for, like, a year. Well, like, you, like, would be scared of everything.
But then again, there's, like, alien fanatics, so maybe, like, they'd be, like, living. Like, oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Like, they'd be, like, living together.
Oh,
abducted.
Like, best thing ever.
I'd be so excited, yeah.
But then I looked on Reddit, because I always, like, watch something ever since I found out about Reddit, and then I see what other people think about it, because then I like low-key form my opinion on what other people are saying. But then all of them said it was fake, and these were their reasons.
I want to hear this so I cannot be
so scared. The first reason it was fake was because someone drew a picture of, because there was their form of therapy, because like they just like were so scared and it scarred them, so they drew a picture of
all the abducted people did.
One person did.
Oh, good.
And the picture was like the most basic, like a UFO that you've seen in a movie, and then a light, and then you being abducted and like floating in the air. And like they said, like, why would it be so basic? Like, that's what you see in a movie.
That would suck if you get abducted by an alien. It is just like the basic little blow up green alien. And then people ask you about it and you say it up. They're like, okay, you made it up. You almost have to make up some other details.
Oh, yeah, just to make it seem more like real.
They just said it wasn't fake because they said it's fake because, like, boo, that's just like a cartoon alien.
Yeah. And
Marvin type shit.
Yeah. And they also said it was fake because this is like the last one that I heard. It was because, which I kind of get what they're saying, but a lot of people said that it's some of the people were acting like, oh, I got abducted. Like, they were like, they were saying, like, some of the people acted like they always felt whaled. And, like, them being abducted by aliens proved that they were, like, chosen.
Oh, so it's, like, them trying to feel special or something?
Yeah, so, like, people... Yeah. People are saying it's fake because, like, they're just trying to act like they're special.
Yeah.
Which, like, I get it. But I still, if I had to choose, I think it's weird.
I haven't watched The Unsolved Mystery, but just from hearing your, like, summary of it, I feel like maybe one person had it, like, the person running in place, like, I feel like maybe that's real. And they were, but then, like, other people heard the radio station and were like, oh, yeah, like, me too. Or, like, happened to me, same.
One of the weirdest stories, though, is there was three people driving in a car, maybe four. They saw a big light. And then they don't know what happened within that 3 hours, but then they ended up in, like, a drugstore parking lot.
Okay, that's scary.
Yeah, so, like, that's weird.
Oh, didn't you say you looked up other unsolved mysteries, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So just, like, creepy segment.
Yeah, so since we're, like, the FBI, we're gonna find out what happened. Okay, so the case one.
The what one?
Case one, because we're, like...
Case one? Oh, I get it now, okay.
I thought I was going to have to explain it.
Okay. I think that there's an actual unsolved mystery called, like, Case One.
Okay, so, like, this one isn't as... Oh, first off, we need to talk about... In the Netflix series, most of them were about, like, people getting killed and kidnapped. But I don't like those unsolved mysteries because, like, they're too real for me.
Oh, because that, like, for sure happened. Like, you'd rather watch, like, an alien one where it's, like, oh, like, 60% fake, but, like, just kind of... It isn't as scary because it might be fake.
Yeah, but if it on, like, this girl got kidnapped, it's, like...
Well, that happens.
Like, it's literally unsolved, and, like, she's probably dead. And it's, like,
that's
it's
scary,
sad.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one. I'll just give a little summary. So, in BB, Arkansas, never been there. Have you been there?
Is BB Rexa from there?
Yeah.
Is it spelled like her name?
No, it's B, like, B the animal, and then B.
Oh, okay.
The animal, the bug.
I've been to Arkansas.
You have?
Okay, no, I haven't ever been to the South.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't been to Louisiana,
rich-ass, bitch-ass, rich bitch from the South.
Hey, get people getting bust down for a bust down. Okay, 5,000... Okay, this is the story. Do-do-do. Can you play scary music right now? Loyalty fee. Oh, yeah. Okay. 5,000 birds died on New Year's Eve 2010. And this is a quote from Wikipedia. 5,000 blackbirds freaked out and slammed into buildings, telephone poles, and trees, dying instantly. It also happened...
Wait, what?
Yeah, so it also happened the next year, and 200 birds died that time.
Blackbirds.
In BB, Arkansas.
They hit a light pole? What'd you say?
Well, they just died, and, like, no one knows why. Like, this is what they're saying. They slammed into buildings, telephone poles, trees, dying instantly.
On New Year's Day.
New Year's Eve. But then people... So the theory was is that it was because fireworks. But this doesn't add up because, first of all, because fireworks happened on the 4th of July.
Yeah, and why isn't this happening in any other city?
And then also they banned fireworks in 2011 when the next batch of birds died, and it still happened with 200 birds. But the thing is that it only happened 2 years in a row.
And then it just stopped?
And it hasn't happened since. No one knows why, and one of the theories is some people thought it was an omen about the Mayan calendar, that the world was finna end, and it didn't. But that didn't happen.
That sucks, because, like, back then, like, everyone was like, wait, is it gonna end in 2012, the world?
Oh, yeah, so, like, it kind of matched.
And
so
then, like, birds hitting buildings, like, if the world doesn't, like, that'll happen. You just know, you know?
Yeah, like, okay, when you hear about this, like, if I saw it, it does, like, seem so sinister and scary.
Yeah, just creepy. Like, what?
So, like, what... the weird thing is it happened in 2011 and then 2010 and 2011. But, like, what... Why did these thousands of birds die? Like, there's no answer.
There's no theories even?
Well, the only theory is... But that... It's already past...
But no one has made up, like, a conspiracy theory? Like,
On the Wikipedia, at least, I didn't see any. But, yeah, so 5,000 birds died 1 year and then 200 the next year. And just randomly.
That's
all
creepy.
In one day.
Ooh.
So I just don't understand.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I was thinking, 2012, everyone thought the world was going to end. But isn't there one coming up? Someone told us about this. Oh, our sister. She said, there's some, like, thing about, like, Donald Trump as a time traveler.
Oh, because
there
was
a
book.
And the
world's
going to end or something. So then I got it. I was like, oh, my God, like, finally a new one, like, about the world ending.
Oh, yeah. There was a book from, like, the 1900s where, like, someone said,
Can
like...
Can you imagine if 2012 was, like, 2020? Because we'd all be like, okay, like, this must be real. With everything that's happened in 2020.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the, like, this kind of has to do with that one conspiracy that our sister was telling us about. But there's, like, this whole entire, I don't know if it's a conspiracy or a joke, but I saw it on TikTok. I guess Donald Trump has a son that's, like, 13 or something.
Yeah.
But people think it's so weird because he's, like, 13, but he's, like, so tall. And, like, people just think it's, like.
So is he, like, Slenderman?
Yeah, but people just think, like, what the F?
Like, that's so funny. There's not even a conspiracy. It's like, and all it is like he's tall and like, what the F?
But it is weird, like, how he has a son that's like 12. Like, that's,
I know,
weird.
I just can't picture him being a dad.
And I also can't picture, like, this sounds so weird, but like, I can't picture that person actually being a person. Like, he is alive,
like, he's
obviously.
He's a 13-year-old, like, just on TikTok, like, living his life, but like, his dad's Donald Trump. That's so weird.
And then, like,
like, who does he watch on YouTube, do you think?
Does he watch, sure, like, David Dobrik? YouTube. He might.
That's then, so weird.
And like, what does he think about his dad? Like, what is his perspective on the world? It's so weird.
And also, did he watch the Tati Westbrook, Jeffree Star drama? And like, if so, does he have a like a thought about it?
Honestly, he could be like a drama person.
Do you think Ivanka Trump has watched the Tati Westbrook drama? She's probably too busy, I'm guessing.
Is that his son or his wife?
You know, like that one daughter.
Oh, his wife. His daughter.
That the daughter that everyone always talks about, Ivanka. Do you think she's ever? Do you think she watched the Tati Westbrook drama?
Honestly, like, I'd bet 80% chance she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, do you have any theories about why all these bloods died?
Well, only happened in that one city. So, like, my first thought was like maybe the water supply, but then again, like, would it only be on the New Year's Day? So,
yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. All I could think of is maybe one person like is just did. Like, poisoned the birds or something, but, like, I don't get why they would do that. What would be the point?
I kind of get a vibe where, like, either someone did it purposely or, like, something with the wind. Well, like, it made this noise where birds got so freaked out. Like, there was this
like
weird noise.
A natural
noise.
Phenomenon.
Yeah, it could be or that.
Just, like, really effed with them in that one place.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if someone played a weird dog whistle or something? But why would it always be on the same day? So that still isn't a good theory.
There was when I was looking at these unsolved mysteries, I didn't really do research this one that I'm going to talk about, but I guess there was this other like unsolved mystery where like people all around the globe, like there was only like 20 people, I think, said that they like are like going insane because there's like this weird noise they keep hearing and like no one could explain it.
I thought it was like tinnitus.
No, but, like, it was this weird, only, like, 20 people had it. It was weird.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I don't know what ended up happening with that, but this is the next unsolved mystery. Okay. This one's kind of more, this one's, like, more interesting.
Okay? Does it have more, like, theories around it?
It just is more, like, weird and just confusing.
Oh, my God, I'm scared. Okay. I'm ready to be creeped.
So this is the case, too, of Treva Joyce Thornberry.
Thornberry? So, like,
Throne.
Oh, I was like, oh my God, did she create the Eliza Thornberry series?
So I'm just going to be reading like little things from Wikipedia. So she is an American woman who spent most of her 20s pretending to be a teenager and engaging in other forms of con artistry for what she would eventually be convicted and imprisoned. So this is what happened. So during this whole time, she's still alive, by the way, but during this whole time, she has pretended to be 9 people. 10, I think.
All high schoolers?
I don't know about all high schoolers, but yeah, actually she posed 10 people. Like, she acted like she was 10 people.
When did this happen?
In the 90s, but it went into the 2000s.
Oh my God, it's like, what did she do? What was her, she just went into the high schools and just was like, hey, like, I'm Becky, and I just moved here from Des Moines, or like, what did she do?
So she said she was a teenager with an abusive background, lived in homeless shelters and foster homes, and enrolled in local high schools. And in 1996, she said that her name, let me see. So she would go to different places, basically, and say that, like, she just had, like, such a, like bad things, like, her dad was a Satanist or something. But keep in mind that she had a really bad childhood, but...
then she would make up even worse things to tell the school?
Yeah, I think so. And then she would just... she would just go to different places, and sometimes she would get caught in, like, rubber lies, but she would act like she was in high school and enroll in classes and actually go to high school.
And, like, do the homework and participate in the group projects?
I think so.
Did she ever, like, give a reason? like why she did this?
There wasn't a reason, but one of the things that kind of was weird was one time she went to the dentist when she was in high school. She wasn't in high school actually, but you know what I mean.
She must have looked young. Dropped the skincare routine.
I know. She went in her wisdom teeth really moved, but the dentist thought it was weird because she was supposed to be a teenager.
She even would lie to the dentist?
I guess I didn't think about that yet, but yeah, I guess she did.
Does she like date people? Did she go to prom?
I don't know, but this, and yeah, she just like, it's so weird because like this one time she spent 5 years at this high school.
What? She pretended to be a freshman and went all the way to senior year then?
I guess so.
And then like she would get caught in the lie and then move on to another town?
I don't know how that worked, but like maybe she would just graduate and then move to another town. And then she would like, I'm guessing like live with, like go to a foster home or something. So like, I don't get, it's weird thinking that when I was in high school, like someone could have been doing this maybe.
How did she forge all like her identification?
Oh, I think she like changed her name legally somehow one time.
Oh my gosh. I have to see when this movie came out because it's sort of the same storyline.
But yeah, she solved jail time and stuff.
So Never Been Kissed came out in 1999. And that's starring Drew Barrymore. And it's sort of the same thing. Like, she for some reason has to go back to being in high school for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't remember the reason. But for some reason, she has to go back to being a high schooler. So I feel like this girl saw that movie and was like, I'm going to go back to high school and be like Drew Barrymore.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it ended up going too far and it lasted decades. And she went to prison. How many years did this person do that?
I think it was ongoing for like 10 years.
Oh my god. So she was like 33 being like, I'm a sophomore?
Yeah, I think it was like up to 31.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it just is so, it's
just so
like,
weird because it's like, why?
Yeah, and then it also is weird because like, she got away with it like, and it actually happened somehow.
Do you think she like was ever part of like an extracurricular activity?
I feel like she was.
Oh my god, do you think she like knew, was so good at school because she'd done it so many times?
That's so weird. There's so many weird things
like
about
like, okay,
it.
You have to read The Great Gatsby, and she'd be like, I don't even have to read it because like, I already read it three times.
Oh, yeah. I feel like she would just like be the ultimate troll, and like since she knew it, I was all a joke, she would like date multiple guys at once and be like, who cares, you know?
Oh, my God. So she's out of prison now, though?
Yeah, like I don't know what she's doing current day, but she's still alive.
I want to like... Just someone has to do an interview because I want to know more.
I know.
I want to know, like, why? What made you want to do this? What was the times where people were like, did anyone ever question it? Like, I don't get how she got away with that.
And I also, like, I just need to know what she's doing current day. Like, is she, because who knows? Maybe she still is trying to be other people.
Maybe now she's doing it with, like, I don't know, like, adult dance studios.
Oh, yeah. And being like,
or like Orange Theory. Orange Theory fitness classes or Soul Cycles.
Yeah, she might
like
be
like she goes to the
that.
Different Soul Cycle locations and pretends to be like someone different.
Because she can't be doing the high school shit anymore. Because like once you get to a certain age, like even if you look young, you just don't look like a high schooler. I actually don't get how she was 30 and acting like a high schooler. Like I feel like,
well, that's when she got caught. So maybe like by the time she was 31, they're like, okay, like,
yeah.
Starting to this at least look like you're in college.
Yeah, you're not in high school anymore, sweetie.
Yeah, so that must have been what happened.
Yeah, I thought it was fascinating because I never knew like someone could pull this off. Like I wouldn't think someone could pull it off, but they did.
Yeah, that'd be like, I bet you like what happened. It'd be like if today someone did this and like in the middle of school there was just like talking about like movies they used to watch as a kid, and they were like, oh yeah, and Cat at Kelly, and people were like, what? Then they googled and they were like, oh, that came out like when we were one, and they were like. And then her face got beat red, and like everyone's like, wait, what?
Oh, and you would know that she's
deeper
lying.
And deeper, and like then she ends up in prison.
Yeah.
It must have, I bet you it was something like that, how she got caught.
Oh, yeah. Or like maybe like, yeah, it's not, yeah. Or like she, yeah, I don't know, something like that.
Or she was like, I'm a 90s kid. And they're like, wait, what? We're all 2000s. Prison.
Okay. That'd be so like weird finding out that someone that you went to class with wasn't actually your age. Like,
I
way
know.
Older.
Like, imagine if you were one of the close friends too, and you had like sleepovers, and you were like, "Wait, what?"
I know.
Plus, you went on your family vacation to the amusement park, and then you have to tell your mom, like, "Oh yeah, by the way, like Bethany, who came to Adventureland with us last year, is actually 31, and she's in prison now for impersonating a high schooler."
And you can't really be friends with her.
And that's
anymore.
Who you meet spaghetti with all the time, and like told me I should be friends with because she was a good role model. So now that you've listened to this episode, guys, you know that one, you're going to get abducted maybe, and two, someone in your high school is secretly 30. So take with that as you will.
Like, to make it even scarier and to apply to everyone, like, when you're at the grocery store and someone's acting like a kid or something, or, like, someone has a kid, like, that kid could be 30 and you just don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like someone's acting to have a kid. They have a kid.
Like, I don't know. You know.
Yeah, just, yeah, and also, if you ever want to be, if you're at a wedding, also, the bridesmaid might be fake.
Oh, yeah.
I think so many people now are going to be like, wait, I bet that was at my cousin's wedding, because, like, the speech just seemed too perfect.
Oh, my gosh, like, if one of you guys dig deep, you might be able to find someone who did that.
Wait, our sister's wedding last summer? Literally, our sister, all of her bridesmaids were other sisters.
But it's a fake sister.
But imagine, like, there was a new girl, and she's like, oh, yeah, work friend.
That would be funny.
Like, wait, what? You never mentioned her.
I went to your walk and she wasn't there.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, spread the bro show word, and we hope you guys have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
I just want to issue a statement.
Yeah, we've ended the podcast. It's been 10 minutes since the film wrapped and the crew left, but Jacob just has something he wants to say.
So if you were listening to the last 10 minutes and you felt like I looked like I was being rushed or like really squirmy, like I really had to go to the bathroom.
He had to shit. And right when the cameras wrapped and the crew left, he released himself, and he just wanted to let you guys know, like, if he was acting a bit weird.
I had to lay a big fat dookie down, and like I felt
dookie
like
dookie boy.
I felt like I felt like since the podcast was coming to end, I could control myself. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know that if I was disoriented,
if there was any like negative energy,
yeah, like I wasn't, nothing was happening. I just had to take a dookie.
Yeah, so just wanted to let you guys know. Peace out.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.